first time since 2010, when Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad, Apple's tablet is no longer just a big iPhone. At least it doesn't feel like a larger iPhone anymore. A new version of the iPad software, called iPadOS, gives the iPad new powers and makes it more useful for multitasking and all kinds of other work. It might still not feel exactly like your laptop, but it can now just about do everything that your PC can. And great news, the iPad doesn't have a butterfly keyboard. The new iPadOS launches officially this fall, along with the new iPhones, but it is available now in a public beta. In my early tests, the software is definitely a little on the buggy side, and a lot of the apps are still not fully compatible, but once again, this is just in beta. The full launch is coming in September. But the iPadOS has already changed my opinion of iPads. Apple's tablet still isn't going to kill the Mac, but it might be all the computer that you actually need. So let's start off with the question, what is a computer? As good as recent iPads have been, they couldn't be your only computer. The reason behind that was because getting things done involved too many apps, moving files around was a little complicated, and there were some things, like reading a USB flash drive, that the iPad just simply could not do. You still needed a just-in-case laptop or desktop for when the iPad simply did not have an app for that. Two new features of iPadOS help shrink the list of things you just can't do on an iPad down to almost nothing. First, let's talk about Safari. Safari, the iPad's default web browser, now acts like a full-featured Mac browser. In fact, it tells websites that it's a Mac, so you always get the full web experience. No longer do you get to land on mobile sites, or worse, get kicked to an app, thanks for nothing, Google Docs. Since so much of our computing life takes place on the web, this is the single most important new iPadOS feature. Now the second feature that I want to talk about is the adapter. Now you can plug just about any external drive into an iPad and use it like a normal drive in the iPad's file app. Now you might need a Lightning or USB-C adapter though, but I'll get to that. So when it comes to sharing photographs, let's say you have a nice camera or anything like that, or a flash drive where the pictures or documents are stored. Before, there was no way of plugging it in. Even though your iPad Pro supports USB-C, you couldn't plug in any USB-C drives and access information. However, now you can. And what's better on top of that is that it includes a file manager. So a powerful web browser and file manager bring the iPad much closer to parity with the Mac. And of course, the iPad already had a lot going for it, from its huge app store to the Apple Pencil. But the rest of the iPadOS is about making all this stuff easier to use. And that's what I want to talk about next. It's how you use the iPad now. Much of the other new stuff in iPadOS is also coming to iOS 13, the software that powers the iPhone. I like the system-wide dark mode, as well as the big improvements that are made to powerful applications like Photos and Reminders. But where iPadOS differs from most of iOS 13 is in all the places Apple tried to give you more, like more information on every screen, more ways to get around, more tools for getting stuff done. For instance, you can now pin widgets to the left side of your home screen. For example, I have my Google Calendar and my TickTick to-do list there, and it's very helpful. And now, in addition to having two apps side by side with a third floating over top, you can even open multiple windows of the same app. I use it all the time for looking at one email while composing another, or consulting an outline in Notes as I compose a story next to it. You can open up a bunch of those small popover windows at once too, and swipe up through them like you're switching the apps on an iPhone. The new wonderful system is definitely more powerful, but it does take practice to figure out. When you first update, you'll see a pop-up offering to explain the gestures. Don't just wave it away, pay attention and take notes. Apple made some improvements to text editing, adding new gestures for things like copy and paste, plus a handy three-finger swipe to undo anything you just did. But forget all of that. I finally have a mouse connected to my iPad. Now, it's technically an accessibility feature and a buried one. You have to go to settings, then touch, assistive touch, and then pointing devices. But once again, it's not fully baked just yet. If you are using a trackpad or a mouse with its cursor, you can't really use all the gestures just yet. So it's not the best mouse experience you could imagine, but it will get better. And I'm just happy that Apple is at least letting you use a mouse in the first place. So, last but certainly not the least, before you rush to install the beta of iPadOS, just remember, Apple still needs time to squash the software's bugs, and app developers still need time to adapt the new features. But you should also hold off on buying a laptop between now and this fall. For many users, come fall, Apple's tablet will also be its best computer.